The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce and I am your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I am in the studio with Vicki Royce Middlebrook, who heads up our Carol Royce team luxury division. And boy, Vicki, what a job you have done with that division. I know last year you sold over 25 high-end homes. So far this year, I think your number is at 8 or 9 year to date.
Oh yeah, we're having a great start of the year, and now that we're in spring, you know, this is the market.
This is the time.
People are out there. They're looking at homes. Yes. They're making a move. We've got all these second home buyers in town enjoying this awesome spring weather. And now that we've got spring training back on again, you know, people are excited out there.
And Josh, how are you today? Of course, Josh Collum, who is our guest here every Sunday afternoon.
Hey there. I'm doing great.
That's great. You know, Josh, Vicki brings up a good point. This is the time of year when our high-end market explodes because we've got so many people in town. Many of them second home buyers, right, that are still buying million and multi-million dollar homes.
Yeah, between all the events we have and just our climate as a whole, we attract so many people. And so I think they all kind of have that lens out there looking for houses, wanting to see what's out there, and if they really could, you know, end up with something this trip.
That is so true. And you know, Vicki, what they're looking for when they come into Arizona, as well as our own local high-end home buyers and home sellers, the things that really make a difference are space. Grass,
yes.
Pools, mountain views, golf course views, living on a lake. Those things really come into play, Josh, when you're looking at that high-end home sell or that high-end home buyer.
I would say so. And one thing Arizona's been phenomenal at is having all these lifestyle communities as well. And I think after the past couple of years we've had, people long for that community aspect.
That's true.
And so we offer that too.
That's very true. And Vicki, again, as the division leader of the Carol Royce Luxury Division, what are you seeing in the high end and the ultra high end?
You know, we're seeing really strong market there. I'm going to go ahead and dive into this week's luxury report. And all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, Carol and Josh, there's 684 luxury homes for sale priced from $1 million to a high of $33.688 million. The current average price luxury for sale home is $3.37 million. With days on market averaging 95 days. Under contract in escrow, there are 970 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $22.5 million. The average price luxury home in escrow is $2.2 million, with days on market averaging 69 days. Now, let's take a look at what closed escrow just since last week's show. We had 143 homes close in our MLS. The average for those weeks price, $975,000 to a high of $9.15 million. The current average price sold luxury home in our Valley of the Sun is $1.99 million, so just under that $2 million mark.
Right.
With average days on market, 51 days. Since the first of the year, we've had 1,229 luxury homes close escrow. The highest priced year to date, just under $15 million.
That's good. You know, Vicki, what's so interesting, and I know that our high-end inventory, and we're experiencing too, it's tight out there. There's not a lot on the market, and when it comes on the market, there's a fight for it. There are more than one offers many, many times. But, you know, 970 of them went under contract, and so that's a pretty impressive number in an inventory shortage like we're having. Right, Josh?
Yeah, it's been exciting to see all the liquidity we have in the luxury market. I know week after week I keep saying I can't wait for that one that's 22.5 to close so we know a little more details there.
Yeah.
But just seeing the volume and the price points that we have in escrow, it really shows you that our market is moving forward. And when we see the luxury market flourish like it is, all other markets follow.
You know, you're interested in that one, and I'm interested, Josh, in the one for $33 million up in Silverleaf. Yeah, that sits high on a hill, so it's got incredible mountain views, city lights, and such square footage that, you know, I think it would take you a week to get from one room to the next room. And you'd probably, Vicki, have to have three or four cleaning ladies. I can't imagine you'd have one cleaning lady.
No, you need a whole team there.
You'd need a whole team of cleaning ladies. And so I am very interested to see when that house will get a buyer. And you know, Josh, it will get a buyer.
Definitely. I mean, we've seen some terrific sales these past couple years, you know, in the ultra luxury, as we call it. Unfortunately, I'm not qualified to buy that house, but I know someone at some point will be. And
truly,
it just blesses our market that much more.
That is so very true. And we do have some beautiful, beautiful communities. And I know, Vicki, your hot button is water. You love the lake properties. And people listening to us might go, lakes in Arizona, lakes in Phoenix, how can that be? Can you explain how that can be?
Oh, waterfront living. Yeah. So there's quite a few communities in the valley where they've built community lakes and well, every lake in Arizona is a man-made lake, these are community lakes where it's going to be catch and release fishing. They do stock these lakes. Some of these lakes are stocked with tilapia and carp and largemouth bass.
Catfish.
And catfish and bluegill, of course. So, but the benefit of living on these waterfront properties is you go outside, you get to see the water, and many of them have the moving features where the water is constantly moving so it doesn't go stagnant. And some of these communities offer availability for you to have a dock in your backyard and to be able to put a pontoon boat or a sailboat or kayak or paddle boats or canoes. So that's what makes it so fun when you get to see your neighbors come by on their boat and wave at you. And these neighborhoods are just kind of special because we are in the desert and you don't typically think that you're going to be seeing waterfront with a
boat. Josh, and I know you've got a comment, but here's what I'd like to say too. There won't be more man-made lakes in Arizona for houses in Phoenix and in surrounding communities. There just won't be anymore.
We just don't think there will
be. There will be. No. No.
Well, and as far as the space for them, I mean, as far as like Tempe, Scottsdale, et cetera, there's not really the land to facilitate any of that. So, yeah, whenever these do pop up, they're very rare and exciting. I know, like you said, Vicky's been a master at finding them and she knows them in and out. I just like that so many of these communities, I mean, not all of them, but some have such a community to them that they'll even have parades on the lake.
They'll decorate their boats at Christmas and Easter and St. Patty's and just have a good time. Well, you know, the other thing too, Josh, I know the lifestyle that you really kind of like is that high-rise penthouse. Mm-hmm. And I know on Tempe Town Lake, we've got some beautiful properties there that are the penthouses and the high-rise, spacious, spacious condos.
Yeah, seeing the upward mobility there Town Lake has been crazy. There's all these high-rises. I mean, I know there's even a retirement center near Mill Avenue now. So
I'm not going there.
Nor would I want you to. However,
thank you.
You know, there's been so many options here in Arizona that we haven't always had, especially in the past decade, sprout up and just go so vertical.
Well, people think about us for golf courses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They think because we are a resort destination, they think, okay, Scottsdale golf courses. And golf courses are beautiful, and we have some beautiful golf courses, and there are many houses, Vicki, that we sell that have views of the golf course or that are in golf course communities.
I was just talking to someone. I was talking to a couple from Canada, and they're in town looking to buy, and you know, they wanted the waterfront, they wanted the golf course or the mountain views. And I said, you know, every once in a while we get the trifecta where we find the home that's on the golf course that has the water view and also the mountain views.
We just sold one
in Paradise Valley.
That's right, that we closed just under $3 million, which was the best of all three worlds, because you're so right, Vicki. It was on the golf course. It had the most stunning views of the mountains, and it was on a really nice lake. And we were over there one day, and I will tell you, there was a blue heron sitting there with a fish in its mouth. And
that's
you
right.
Wouldn't think you were in Arizona, Josh. You wouldn't.
I bet that'd be a sight to see. I mean, some of these houses are stunning, especially when they have that trifecta. One thing that I think you guys have noticed out there, though, is we've seen a lot of people who maybe have some older family members who need to maybe downsize or get out of a house like that.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Oh, we're seeing folks that are choosing to go into independent living.
Yes.
We've got quite a few clients like that. And so they're calling us out and saying, can you come meet with me? We want to get our home sold because we are on the waiting list for this community and we think our turn's coming up. Mm-hmm. Or we want to go, you know, live in a 55 plus community. But then we have kind of when it's sad when the kids are calling us and saying, yeah, mom and dad have now passed and we want you to sell their home. So,
and we're very, very familiar with that scenario. We have the vendors, we have the referrals, right, Vicki? And that's where we can really come in and be a comfort and be a help to those family members.
That's right. We just had a family where the daughters flew in from out of state, and the father listened to our show all the time. And he said to them, when it's time to sell my home, I want you to reach out to the Carol Royce team because they are the team that gets the job done. And I've listened to their show on 550 KFYI for years. So sure enough, you know, it was time to take dad back to New Jersey to go into hospice. And they said, he wants you to sell the house.
Isn't that a blessing?
I love that.
I feel bad for Dad, Josh, but what a blessing.
Luckily, he was able to, you know, prepare for some of that, whereas, you know, sometimes it is a little more untimely. And so when you are dealing with that, let us take the stress and burden off of you.
Yes.
I loved what you said. We have the vendors out there for anything they might need. We've got companies who can help with estate sales, all of that. So whatever you're looking for, we can make this as easy as possible and still net you top dollar in a market like this. Don't let convenience just be the only reason that you would lose any equity. You owe it to yourself to talk to experts like us.
Well, and if you've got a high-end luxury home, you really do need to reach out to the Carol Royce team. I will tell you, Vicki, that your expertise and your experience in selling the ultra-expensive homes, the high-end homes, is just, you're just so good at that.
Well, I've learned from you and all the training that we've done year over year. It's always a joy. So we're going to go to a quick break. So you're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to talk about what's going on our local Arizona real estate market. Hey, you're listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show right here on 550 KFYI. And I'm in the studio today with Josh Collum and Carol Royce. And this is Vicki Middlebrook. And we just finished talking about, you know, last segment, the luxury, what's going on in our Arizona luxury market, Josh. And now we're going to just kind of talk about what we're seeing going out there in general in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always say on the show that when the luxury market does well, so does the rest of the valley. And we're seeing that go on. It's been a crazy market.
It certainly has. And, you know, this is a great time. You know, it's spring. And it just was announced that spring training is back in session, started this week. You know, we were a little nervous going, were we going to have spring training in the valley this year? But it's on and it's happening. So we have a lot of visitors right now this time of year that come into town for these special events.
I feel it. I mean, anytime I go out to eat at any restaurant, there always seems to be a major wait nowadays. Arizona always comes to life during this kind of spring season, starting off with, you know, Barrett Jackson and all of those fun events that we have at the start of the year. And really, I mean, now is such a vibrant time. But what I love about it is that when we have all these visitors in the market, we often start to see a spike in home sales, people either buying from out of state and this is their second home, or maybe they want to relocate here, they're done with the snow. I mean, there's so many factors, but it's been a great season for people moving into the valley.
That's right. This is the time of year when our phones start to pick up with home buyers calling us saying, we know you have amazing inventory and we want to get out there and take a look at homes for sale or condos or luxury lofts.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty typical for what these second home buyers are looking for. And Josh, they're in all different price points from that first time home buyer price point all the way up to the ultra luxury price point.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we have so much product here in Arizona now too, so it's been awesome. I know that some people want kind of more of that turnkey lifestyle, or maybe they're looking for a condo where they don't have to worry about, you know, maintaining the landscaping. They can come here when they want to and visit, but not have any real headache there. Or maybe they do want a full primary residence where a lot of the maintenance is on them. But either way, we've got tons of product for people. I know the inventory has felt a little squeezed these past couple of years, but we are the team that can help you find what you're looking for. If you are out there, give us a call.
That's right. And you can pick up the phone and give us a call today at 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to our website, carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. Josh, another thing that's exciting this time of year is, you know, local residents, if they have kids in school, it's been spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time of year when families start to pick up the house. They have the garage sale and they start to think, it's time to put the house on the market and let's make that move and get into that new house before the next school year starts. So we're also getting the calls from a lot of families and even professional couples saying, we want to make that move. Mm-hmm. We just had the garage sale. We just cleaned things out. And it's time for us to upsize, downsize, or even right size, maybe just into a little bit different community across the valley.
Yeah, I've heard it from both ends. I mean, I've had clients who say we want to not disturb the kids' school year, but once, you know, May hits, we need to really be proactive in getting this home sold. And I've had the same thing with teachers where they're like, I don't want to leave my kids throughout this transition. I've got 2 months left. Let's finish it off strong. So it's exciting. We definitely notice a flourishing in the market. In the summer months, I find that, yeah, we are seasonal. Maybe there are some families who need to move outside of the craziness we've had this spring. But it's still very much an active market then, too. I find that in summer, you have your more motivated buyers and sellers out there, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. So if you're listening to our show today and you're thinking, hey, you know, it's the time where we want to start talking and about what the value of our home is worth, whether you sell with a cash offer that we can offer you mm-hmm. or the traditional way, you owe it to yourself to reach out to the Carol Royce team today at 480-776-5231. We'll come meet with you, sit down, talk with you about the process. If there's anything you need to get done in your home, we can certainly refer you to our approved vendors that we've vetted and that we refer all of the time at the Carol Royce team, as well as talk about, you know, what you're going to net out of the sale of your home.
Yeah, we want to give you all the inside information to getting your home sold quickly and for top dollar or whatever your needs are. I know I've got some people who maybe a quick sale isn't for them, but again, we give you all the information. We can do this as quickly or as slowly as you need it to be. We have all the different programs and options for you. So there's tons of different ways to sell a home in this market, and we're here to help you. We're kind of like your one-stop shop.
That's right. We take a different approach, wouldn't you say, Josh?
Definitely.
When we're selling homes for our home sellers, we want to be different. So we're not a one, you know, like we don't put you into a box and say, this is the way you must sell your home. We have different options. And what we hear back all of the time from our clients is, wow, basically, you gave us the options. We got to choose. And we always say at the Carol Royce team, we'll inform you and you're going to make the wise decision what's best for you and your family.
Yeah, you're always in the captain's seat. What I know is that people are always at different phases of their lives. And because of that, you know, every situation's different. So what we're great at doing here at the Carol Royce team is listening to you and your family and really figuring out your needs and kind of going from there with the options that we have. You know, some great options that I've noticed out there in the market have been, there's tons of people who want to buy before they sell. And in, you know, other markets, that wasn't as easy to do. A lot of people needed to tap into the equity there, but we've got some great options there. And there's even ways to where you can write a strong cash offer if you're being beat out, if you're using financing. You're still using financing in this case, but at least you can write a cash offer and compete. So we know all the tips of the trade. We know how to get you accepted in these markets. So,
yeah, that's right. We do have that program that Josh was just talking about where we can set you up as a cash buyer. That's right. It's not your cash, but we can position you as the cash buyer for the home that you want to buy. And that way you're not competing with all the other cash buyers, the investors, and losing out. And what we're finding, Josh, is that many times our clients are able to buy the home for less money than they would have if they were writing that traditional financed offer. So our buyers are seeing a huge win when purchasing new homes with the Carol Royce team right now.
Definitely. I mean, I know that I've worked many offers for buyers these past couple of years. And in many cases, a lot of the buyers felt obliged to really upping that purchase price when they were going financing to make their offer outweigh some of these cash offers. And with that comes, you know, appraisal issues and ways you have to be strategic factoring that in. But we've got some programs that can really negate that and potentially save you tons of money. So it's been a great, great thing for a lot of buyers out there.
That's right. And so, again, if you're listening to our show today and you're thinking, hey, you know, it's time for us to make that move. We want to upsize, downsize, right size. We're concerned that if we put our home on the market, we're not going to have a place to go. We have those solutions and we have answers for you on how we can help, whether you do a simultaneous close where you sell your home, we have a little bit longer close of escrow, you go and buy the next home, mm-hmm. or we have programs where you can stay in your home after the close of escrow and then go find your next home. At the Curry's team, we have so many different options for you. And we also have, don't forget, our cash buyers, mm-hmm. where we can make you a cash offer on your home. So we just want you to be well advised and well informed on what's the best situation for you and your family, and understand that we're here to assist you and to help you and to make this a smooth and easy transition for you and your family.
Yeah, Carol has all the options, whether it's cash buyers, she has her guaranteed sale program. I mean, we've got all these avenues to explore with you. So if you're looking to make a move, pick up the phone and give us a call. 480-776-5231.
Yeah. You know, it's always a blessing when we get to meet with our listeners, Carol and Josh, and we get to come into your home and sit with you and talk about the options of how we can strategically help you get your home sold for top dollar and at the highest price. That's really important to us at the Caraway's team.
It is. And you know, Josh, one thing that we do is we listen, because mm-hmm. every seller has a story, right? There is a reason that we're sitting in their living room or around their kitchen table, because maybe something has happened in their lives, but their situation is changing. So they're either going to, you know, move to a different place to be with grandkids. We see that a lot. They're upsizing, downsizing, right sizing. But once we sit there and we get to know them and we know their story, then Vicki, we really go to work and we craft a program that will help them reach their goals with the least amount of worry on their part, the least amount of hassle.
That's right. It's important to us. And we really want to have that game plan. And we want to have that laid out for you so you can plan and you can understand what the next steps are. Communication is important to us at the Caraway's team. And so we want to lay out that map so you can see every step of the way what we're doing to get your home sold fast and for top dollar.
You know, Josh, we're seeing too that many buyers are allowing our sellers to stay in the house mm-hmm. a week, 2 weeks, 30 days. So that is something that buyers are getting accustomed to doing mm-hmm. and sellers now don't have to rush and be out on the day of the closing.
Exactly. There's definitely some flexibility there, and we have noticed that to be a little bit more of the mm-hmm. norm in mm-hmm. this market.
Right.
You know, buyers understand that when they're buying a house and there's not that much inventory, they have to get a little more creative. And sometimes
That's
sellers
true.
Need that extra oomph there. So we know how to structure your offers if you're a buyer. We know how to make, you know, this contract to come together if you're a seller and really just meet your needs. That way you know that you can get into the next house without issue or hiccup.
Very important to us, Vicki. Very important.
It is. And you are listening to the Caraway's Real Estate Show. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. on News Talk 550 KFYI. Remember, your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it for cash. Pick up the phone. Give Carol a call today. She'd love to talk with you. 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back after the short break, we're going to continue talking
yes.
about our local Arizona real estate market.
Yeah, we are. And you know what I'm going to talk about is we're going to talk about first-time home buyers and what's happening to them in this market.
Stay tuned.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. And I'm telling you, while it is a beautiful Sunday outside, inside is not such a bad Sunday either. You know why, Josh?
Why is that?
Because we have listeners listening to us today, and they're tuning in because they know that they're going to get great information mm-hmm. on our local Arizona real estate market. Correct, Vicki?
Absolutely, they are. We're excited to be here with our listeners today.
We are. And you know, you know, lately, Vicki, when our listeners are calling us out, they want to know what's going on in the market. Can you what do you think? Well, one thing, it's not what we think, it's what we know, because Josh and Vicki, we trend the market on a weekly basis. We trend it.
We do. I mean, earlier we were talking about the luxury market, and pretty soon here we'll talk under a million, but we look at the stats week after week.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't say that for all the agents out there. There's a lot who might not know what's really going on. But for us, it's important to know what the market is doing, what the numbers are saying, and how we move from there.
And how we move from there. So here's where we are. So, Vicki, we're still in an inventory shortage.
We are.
Home builders after the Great Recession did not build homes. And so we're at a real low.
Not at the pace they needed to build.
Not at the pace they needed to build. So we're still at a very low inventory of homes for sale. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about a category, Josh, that we call first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see what's happened to the first-time home buyers over the last 15 years. And let me just tell you an important statistic. You know, there was a time when the first-time home buyer was 30 years old. Okay,
yeah.
That was a first-time home buyer. They were coming out of an apartment, maybe mom and dad, maybe out of school, getting their first job, getting some money saved for a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the average age today of the first-time home buyer is?
What is it?
45.
Oh, wow.
45 years old. Part of the problem, Vicki, and you know this, I don't have to tell you, is that with the lack of inventory, the housing pricing that they would be comfortable in, say that $250 to $350, mm-hmm. it's almost non-existent. We can still find it, but it's very, very difficult to find it.
Well, and that's just right here in Arizona, right?
That's right.
Think
and,
about,
yeah.
There's places in the country where they haven't had price points that low in years. And
years.
Now Arizona,
you couldn't even find a one-bedroom condo in California probably for that price. But in Arizona, which is what we are really concerned about, correct?
Correct. You could find properties mm-hmm. at that price point. And now it's, yes, are there a few out there? Yes, there are. But is it getting harder and harder to find those properties? Absolutely. Because when the properties are more affordable, you have everybody playing in that price point, meaning
well, that's true.
You have the first-time home buyers, you have the investors, you have the folks that are downsizing.
The second home buyers.
So there's mm-hmm. just a more of a frenzy at that price point.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say, I think when a lot of people think of millennials, they think of us 30-somethings who spend more on avocado toast and Starbucks than investing in real estate. However, you know, you have to look at the actual range. There is millennials who are in their 40s. And so when it comes to first-time home buying, I think a lot of them are impacting that, you know, study. And many of them kind of lived through, you know, the recession and getting out of college and not finding jobs. So maybe they had that sort of late start. And so when you really take a look at that first-time home buyer, I think we're going to see that number maybe decrease a bit in future years,
mm-hmm,
assuming
mm-hmm,
that we can get millennials into homes. I know that range has started to really just take up.
Go way, way up. And there it is mm-hmm. probably part of the problem, because there is financing, Vicki. There is something called FHA financing, which is great for that first-time homebuyer because the down payment is less, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
But here's the sad thing. Many times when a seller is on the market, and say the house is $350,000, correct?
$350,000. Mm-hmm.
Here comes our first-time homebuyer with FHA, 3.5% down, and here comes two cash offers. Right? And here comes a conventional offer, Josh, with 20% down. Typically, that home seller is going to look more favorably at which offer, Vicki?
Could be the cash with the 20% down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there is always some exceptions. We have had some clients over the years who said, I'm going to go for this other offer just because maybe they met the buyers or something like that. But for the most part, the cash is going to win.
But you know, Vicki, we do work with companies, and we do have such flexibility at the Carroways team. Josh, we are not a realtor in a box. We are a real estate team out of the box and out of the ordinary. Would you agree?
I'd agree. We leave no stone unturned when it comes to marketing you in the best possible way to purchasing a home. We have all sorts of programs, some of which you mentioned a little bit earlier. But if you're finding that you're not, you know, getting your offer accepted out there, maybe
you need
you're
to
getting
call
beat
us.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 480-776-5231. Again, that's 480-776-5231. 776-5231.
Because, Vicki, what we can do is we can turn that offer into a cash offer.
That's what I was just going to say. Earlier in the show, Josh and I were talking about that. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or you're buying a luxury home, we can help you position that offer and turn you into that cash buyer so you can beat out all the other offers. And like I was mentioning earlier, sometimes you're not going to pay quite as much for the home when you're positioned as that cash buyer versus that financed buyer. So you owe it to yourself to reach out to the Carroways team today.
That is so very true, Vicki. So, you know, again, we are not cookie cutter, so we can help you, and we can position you in the best position to be able to get you into that house. Because, Josh, here's what we know. And again, we study the data weekly. We don't see a price decrease. There's not a price decrease on the horizon.
No, I mean, we're still in limited supply and demand is still as huge as it's ever been. So all signs point to the market still trailing strong.
Trailing strong. And in my opinion, Vicki, we're strong through the end of 2022. And 2023 is anybody's guess. But I think we're going to continue on an upward incline.
I think we are, too. And I just want to put this out there. So I think that our real estate market is going to continue for a while to be as hot as the Phoenix Suns kicking the Lakers' butt this past week when they did that. That was amazing.
That was amazing. And if you're Laker fans, just forget that she even said that. But it's okay. We have to root for our hometown team. But yeah, the real estate market is fluid. It is ever flowing. It ebbs and it flows. And right now, Josh, it is on a high trajectory. And there's no reason to believe that it's going to go down anytime soon. But here's what we know, and I can let you comment on this. If it does go down, it typically never goes down. It always exceeds back up again. It might take it 2 or 3 years, but it will get back up and even get higher.
Yeah, we've yet to see it go to a low place to the point where it never fully recovered. I mean, even when we take a look at the last Great Recession, you know, things got low price value wise, but now we're even exceeding those in many, many neighborhoods, if not a majority out there, I would say at this point. But what we also know, and we talked about this last week, is that a lot of the people who aren't in home ownership right now are missing out on tons of equity.
Equity, that's right.
They're, you know, they have that flexibility and maybe they're a little less tied to property, but at the same time, they're just not putting that money in their
pocket. Well, here's a stat, Josh. Here's a stat that I gave. So if you do own a home, you have a net worth of about $252,000, and that is from price appreciation of your home, right?
Yes.
And
some
tax benefits that you get from that. If you are a renter, your wealth is about $6,270. So, and that comes from savings. That comes from what you can save from your paycheck week in and week out. The other comes from home equity, which is absolutely fabulous, Vicki.
That's right. It's amazing when you get into that game of home ownership. What happens and how you can then, you know, over the years, you can take that equity and you can do things. You can go buy another home and have a rental property, or you can go up the ladder and kind of equity jump where you go into different neighborhoods, different amenities. Maybe it's you want to live on the golf course or have mountain views or be waterfront. You're able to do things when you have equity more so than when you don't have equity.
Well, there's a huge difference from selling your home and realizing that that equity, right? And saving it from a paycheck. Oh, a huge difference, Josh.
Definitely. And I think one thing that's great about equity is that you can even pull from it to buy more homes. I mean, you could have a string of investment homes that generate wealth for you. So there's so many things you can do with it. But by renting, you're really missing out on the boat to building this wealth. And we know, and we've said time and time after again, that real estate is the quickest and safest way to build financial wealth in this country.
And we had a great teacher, and I do miss him every day, Mr. Dave Jinks, who you know, has left us, and we do miss him. And he taught our family how to build that wealth. We sat at his knee for years, and we've all practiced that. And it's been a real blessing for us at the Carol Royce team.
And that's a great book that he co-authored, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor. And we highly recommend you go out and get a copy of that book, because we follow those principles at the Carol Royce team. But not only that, you know, the great thing, Josh, that I hear a lot when you're working with buyers is you're able to get out there and find them homes, and they're able to win the offers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awesome thing, because so many times I hear, you know, my neighbor or my coworker or my son went out, he made 20 offers, didn't get a house, and now he's taken himself out of
the market,
the home
don't,
buying
don't do
market.
That. Yes.
Don't do that. Get back into it. Reach out to the CareRoyce team. But not only that, I just want to talk to those first-time home buyers. You're not going to find your perfect dream home when you're buying your first home. You're going to make a lot of compromises out there. But you know what's going to happen? You're going to own that house for a couple of years, and you're going to be able to put that home back on the market, take that equity, and go buy the next house. And that house is going to have more of the amenities that you'd hope for. So just be humble when you're out there shopping for that first time home, and know that it's not long term.
I mean, I can speak from experience. All of that rang true for me. My home didn't fit every single item that I wanted. However, in the span of owning it, I've been able to improve it myself. And even then, the equity that I've amassed will definitely, like you said, segue me into the house that'll have more features that I want.
So very true, Josh. I'm very, very proud of you for what you've done at a young age. You're not 45 yet. You're much, much younger than that.
I am, but I've had some great mentors like you guys.
All right, very good.
You are listening to the CareRoyce Real Estate Show. We're here with you every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. on News Talk 550 KFYI. Remember, your home sold, guaranteed, or Carol will buy it for cash. Pick up the phone. Give us a call today, 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or go to carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back after this short break, Carol, we're going to talk about that under a million real
estate
market.
Yes, we are.
You're going to want to
Is there anything
tuned.
Under a million?
There are.
Okay,
lots
very
of homes.
Good. Come on back and we'll be talking. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and I am in the studio with my partners, Vicki Royce Middlebrook and Josh Collum. And of course, we are talking, Vicki and Josh, about our Maricopa and Pinal County real estate, what's going on locally in our market, what to expect at the 2022 and beyond, and we try to give our projections and help you make your decisions. And again, Vicki, we want to talk right now about that under $1 million market. And I just asked you before we went to break, is there anything under a million in Maricopa County?
There are. So I'll go ahead and I'll break down what's happening. And this data comes from our Arizona Regional Multiple List Service servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, if we take a look at the active for sale single family detached homes, there's 2,438 homes under $1 million. The average price point for those homes, $544,243. So that number's up.
544, okay.
Days on market, 37 days. Let's take a look, Carol and Josh, what's under contract in escrow with our single family detached homes under $1 million. The average price point listed for under contract, 497. Average days on market, 28 days. Now, if we take a look at what closed escrow just since last week's show, we had 1,533 single-family detached homes. Average price point, $540,462. With days on market, 28 days.
That is really interesting, Joshua, because I was kidding about, do we have anything under a million? Well, we're now mid-range there at $544,000 as far as the average price houses on the market. And we do have 39 days. Okay, so that means that these houses are on the market, Vicki, for about a month, right?
Right.
So that does give our buyers an opportunity to get out there and see houses, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's still inventory. While there's not active inventory, inventory is certainly moving. There's liquidity in the market. So things are popping up. It's just converting a little faster. And so if you've kind of been out there looking for homes and you're feeling like you're not going to find the one, it will pop up. It's just a matter of getting in there quick and being ready to strike when the iron's hot.
Yeah, having your pre-qual ready and having all of that. And then so, but if you're a seller, Vicki, if you are a seller, this is pure gold. Your report
That's right.
is pure gold.
Well, I just had an aha, Carol and Josh, because, you know, we get to go into our listeners' homes each and every week and meet with them and hear about their story and their reason for why they want to sell or buy their next home. And, you know, when I'm with many of these home sellers that are now in that luxury price point and their homes are over $1 million, many times they'll tell me the story of, you know, we bought that home for $500,000 25 years ago or something like that. And now that home's 1 point something million or higher, right?
Shocking.
So what we were just talking about earlier in the show is first-time home buyers need to get out there and buy something before they're priced out because that's how many of these homes became luxury homes over the years. They just appreciated and appreciated.
Right.
And think of how that changes people's lives when they now have that kind of equity versus had they been renting for all those years, they would have no equity.
No, other than what they could save, So again, if you're a home seller, Vicki's report should be like liquid honey to your ears, right, Josh?
It really should be
because if I were a home seller and I would see this, that, hey, man, in 28 days and the average price is $497,000, I'd just go, wahoo, let's get our house on the market. And many of our home sellers are saying just that, Vicki. They're saying, okay, we've lived in this house 25, 30 years. We bought it for $350,000 and it's worth $1.1 million. Let's go buy something else. And this would be the perfect opportunity. I want to say something else, then I'll let you two jump in here. If you've got a unique home, right?
Right.
If you've got a home that is unique, that is a little bit different, that's not your standard cookie cutter, boy, oh boy, this is the time for you to call me, Carol Royce. Let us get that on the market because this is the time to sell it. Vicki, I'd appreciate your opinion on that.
Absolutely. You know, homes that are backing to major roads.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right now, or
power
siding
lines.
To major roads, power lines. Homes that in, you know, a market where there would be lots of selection for buyers, those homes might linger a little while on the market, or they might sell for a lot less money. In this market, when we're in low inventory, anytime a home has something like that, the buyers are just appreciative and thankful to get a home.
They overlook. Buyers will overlook many, many, many blemishes, right, Josh? Mm-hmm. They'll overlook floor plan inefficiency. They'll overlook some updating that needs to be done. They'll overlook if it has a pool or doesn't have a pool. They'll look beyond that just to get the home, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the market for if you've got a house that is a little more unconventional. Mm-hmm. Buyers are just looking for a place to stay at this point.
A place to call home, a place that they can buy. So again, if you're hearing me today and you're thinking, you know what, we've got an unconventional home. It's a custom home. Maybe it's very, very custom. Vicki, we've been into some of those where it was built just for them. They built it just for them. And little unconventional. Boy, today is your day. Timing is now.
Yeah, that's right, Carol. It wasn't long ago that we sold a home, you know, over in Carefree. And that home had a unique floor plan.
A one-bedroom home,
but it was built for a professional couple. And so, you know, things like that, they tend to sell more in a market like this today than they would in a slower market. So again, whether you have a unique home, whether you have just a home in a neighborhood, or you have a luxury home with mountain views on a golf course or waterfront, wherever
it
may be in the valley, reach out to the Carol Royce team today. We'd love to come sit down with you, meet you, hear about your story, and have a game plan for how to get your home sold the best way for you and your family that puts more money in your pocket.
You know, and I just want to say too, Josh, that I know a lot of your friends are in their first-time home buyers, and you've been working with a lot of them. But here's something too, Vicki, that I read in the Wall Street Journal just the other day that said, you know, a likely outcome for this market is that more and more people will rent because they can't find a home. And, you know, when we had Fletcher Wilcox on with us, and he had the latest census data from the U.S. Census said that 241 people are coming into Maricopa County every day. Mm-hmm. That is a staggering number of people. And so they need a place to live. And so many of them are finding that they can't buy, right, Vicki? Mm-hmm. And so they are just settling on rents. And it's why rents have just gone out of this world. I know you can buy a house with a payment cheaper than rent.
I was discussing this with some friends over dinner last night. So, yeah, you can definitely get into homeownership a lot easier than many people think. And it could save you, you know, thousands every year. Plus, you're also amassing the equity we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. So if you are riding that fence, let us help you. And when it comes to houses, I've got a great one in Mesa that I want to give people the opportunity to know about. This one just became active this weekend. It's 4664 South Veneto in Mesa for $550,000. It's in the Mountain Horizon community. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, just over 2,200 square feet. But beyond that, it's move-in ready. It's got a stunning resort-style backyard with extensive paver patio, sparkling pool, water feature, the beautifully manicured landscaping, and on the interior, I mean, I could just see any first-time home buyer or even a move-up family in that.
Sure, sure.
It's a great community near all sorts of dining, entertainment, shopping, etc. And if you are looking to, you know, get out of renting and possibly segue into home ownership, this would be a great house for you.
Well, you know what I heard you say, Josh? Well, Vicki, when you gave your report, you said that the median for listed is $545,000. Let's just call it $545,000. So, Josh, that house falls right in there, right in that price range. And 2,200 square feet, because typically you're looking at 2,000 square feet. So it sounds like you're getting a little more house. And I love what you said about the backyard.
Oh, it's stunning. I mean, a lot of the houses in this community are two stories and you don't have any of that exterior neighbor on this one. So really you feel a little more privacy. It'd be a great family or family home or for anyone who wants to move into something more spacious than a rental, a condo, et cetera.
So, hey, if you're hearing this and you're going, you know what, I know somebody or even myself, I would love to buy something like that. We can help you. We can advance you the money for your house so you can buy this house or any house for cash. Right, Vicki?
That's right.
It's easy for us to do this. We do it all of the time.
Yeah, pick up the phone. Give the Carol Race team a call today. We'd love to talk with you. 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to our website, carolhasthebuyers.com. If you're driving in your car, you can remember that. That's a pretty easy website.
Right. And so our advice is if you can get out of being a tenant, if you can get out of renting, let us help you do that. We would love to meet with you privately. There's never an obligation, right, Josh?
Not at all.
No, we're happy to share.
You know, Carol, and this is a great time for our listeners, too. Maybe you just own your primary residence and you've watched the equity grow. And maybe it's time to tap into some of that equity and let us go help you buy that investment property so you can start building additional wealth through real estate, through residential real estate. We'd love to help you build wealth and buy that first investment property, or maybe you want to buy that 20th investment property. We're here to help you. And
we just sold one of those beautiful property over just off of the I-17, 2,200 square feet. Our buyer picked that up for $425,000. And you know what, Vicki? The rents that he's going to be able to get far exceed his mortgage payment.
That's right. That's why we love and we get that joy when we can help our listeners and our clients at the Carol Race team build wealth through residential real estate.
Absolutely. Hey, it's been a fabulous show. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Josh, I don't know about you. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit under my pergola. I'm going to have a glass of my favorite Sauvignon Blanc. And hopefully there's something good on the Barbie when I get there.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to meet up with a couple clients. But after that, I'm hoping there's a patio somewhere in the valley that can accommodate me.
Oh, there are several patios, and this is beautiful patio weather.
It is.
Get out there and enjoy our wonderful, wonderful Arizona climate. And then for all your real estate needs, you need to contact me. I'd love to talk with you. Carol Royce, 480-776-5231. Vicki?
And when you're at work or you're with family and friends and real estate comes up, you owe it to tell them about the Carol Race team, and we love those referrals. Have a blessed Sunday afternoon, and we'll see you next Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m.